Hello, Lagos. It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcoming you to Hard Facts. 7 minutes come past the 3 o'clock hour. Are you ready? Strap up. Let's go on this very all-important jolly ride where we bring you news, talk, and most importantly, all of the latest stories topping the pages of our national dailies and allowing you to be the decider of what stories you want to participate in. Of course, on today's Big Three, we have the PDP National Executive Council meeting topping, the big stories. Yes, many are saying, well, Damagum has retained his seat, but what can he do to save the People's Democratic Party from sinking? Is it really a sinking ship, or is it just one of those normal problems that people have just before a national convention or, you know, the reforming of the cabinet? These things always happen, don't they? But the PDP seems to continuously be facing this uphill battle of who can steer the party in the right direction. So that's going to be a big top story today. As usual, on Thursdays, we start off with the Big Three, and then, of course, we take you out and about on Global Review. And today, we're going to Gaza. A very good friend of mine, Farah, is going to be joining me from Gaza. She's a poet, she's a writer, and an activist. We're going to be talking about the children of Gaza, the hunger, the starvation, and all of the issues, aid, getting into Gaza, and the possible Iran versus Israel minus America. Interesting conversation that we're going to be having on that hour. And then on the 5 o'clock hour on A's and Nays, we're going back to our budget conversation, bringing back budget. And this time around, we're looking at the distortions in the budget and how it might, one way or the other, affect the economy. Not that the economy has not even had enough problems, but now budget distortions. Anyway, welcome to the show. My name is Mary Anna Cohn. Don't forget, we're live facebook.com/ Nigeria Info FM. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also join the conversation if you're listening to us on Skype. From outside of the country, you could join us via Skype on Nigeria Info FM. And on X, use the hashtag Hard Facts. Well, are you ready for your most authentic news?
There's a reason why over 1 million people tune into Hard Facts every day. We discuss in-depth stories with sources behind the facts.
The Lagos State High Court has sitting convicted, in the suspended the Chicago certificate. Stories
on
never
Facts,
going away,
we start
is it?
The show with stories for the day.
You hear diverse voices and opinions.
I was my commercial magician, and she was meeting a friend with her husband, knowing that.
You should not be happy because there is nothing to happy about.
Yeah, it's quite pathetic the way the country is going.
We distinguish each story accurately with analysis.
It's Hard Facts with Marianne O'Connor on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's start with the PDP on the Big Three today. In case you're just joining us, the program is Hard Facts, 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. Plot to remove Damagum as PDP chairman fails. Don't forget that about 60 persons had decided that they were going to walk out of the People's Democratic Party, most of them members of the National Assembly, because of the rift within the party. They have continuously called out the leadership of the party, whether it be the NEC, whether it be the Board of Trustees on the Wike Fubara issue. But then, of course, many have said it's not just about Wike, it's about the people who make up, you know, these big wigs within the party. They cannot tell us that it's one person that would be able to determine what happens in the party. That Wike is just, you know what they say, you hang a dog to give it a bad name. That is the case of, Wike. But here's what the Punch newspaper has to say about what happened in the PDP in the last 24 hours. The acting national chairman of the People's Democratic Party, Umar Damagum, we hear, has survived attempts to be removed from office. Now, in the lead up to today's National Executive Council meeting, which is about to happen, the issue of whether Damagum should maintain his position or be substituted has been a focal point, ladies and gentlemen, for this particular meeting. Yes. If this is one of the major discussions that they're going to be having at that Executive Council meeting. Formerly serving as a BDP National Deputy Chairman North, Damagum assumed the position as the Acting National Chairman after the court suspended the party's National Chairman, Iyocha Ayudu. You do remember. Now, the court's decision followed a request by the PDP member, Tahid Utan, who was triggered by a prior vote of no confidence passed on Ayu by his ward executives in Iyorov Ward, Woko local government area in Benue State. Recently, 60 members of the House of Representatives called for Damagum's ouster and called for the appointment of a substantive chairman of the North Central Region. However, shortly after the announcement, members of the House of Minority, caucus, led by Kingsley Chinda, distanced themselves from the group, dismissing it as an unrecognized entity within Parliament. The PDP caucus meeting in the House of Representatives on Tuesday ended in discord. Yes, while lawmakers divided between those supporting Damagum's continuation and those opposing it. It's a long story, but the party primary, or the primary goal of the, you know, the pre-INEC meeting, which aimed at endorsing Damagum with a vote of confidence by lawmakers, aligned with the FCT minister Nyesom Wike, faced the hurdles that he has faced, many of them are, like I did say at the beginning, many of the problems are, you know, on the three-legged situation of Wike right after the, you know, the elections, before the elections, the G5 governors, you know, and all of that. But I remember my guest 2 days ago who said, if we must, you know, hang Wike out there, then it means that the Oyo State governor needs to come and the other three compatriots, if the PDP wants to be fair. But if they're not going to do so, then it means that then they're going to let sleeping dogs lie like Wike. But then, for those of you who do not know, Atiku Abubakar, Wike and several other people were present at, are going to be present at this meeting today. And they're all just, you know, going to show up and deliberate and talk about how the party is going to go forward. But in the interim, Damagum is still going to be acting National Chairman of the People's Democratic Party, except something changes. Let's move away from that, Lagos. Let's talk about El Rufai, who's been yapping for the past 2 weeks. He's told us things that we already know, like subsidy removal is not real. They are still paying subsidy. Yes, Mr. Rufai, we do know this already. Tell us something new. But all marketers had told us this, I think it was late last year or mid last year when they came up with those, accusations, and the federal government quickly said, oh no, it's not true. We are really taking out subsidy. But then they're saying, well, if you did take out subsidy, then we'll not be paying this low. We'd be paying as much as 2,000 naira per litre. But here we are again, and El Rufai has come back with the same story. Marketers are saying that, look, subsidy removal has been a hoax. But now, the federal government is back again, standing its grounds. They're saying, we're standing on business. Yes, the federal government and the NNPC, they're saying these claims are wrong. Can I tell you something? Well, the federal government, through its Ministry of Petroleum Resources and the Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited, have stated that various claims by individuals and groups on the alleged return to subsidy on premium motor spirit, popularly called petrol, were wrong. The government were also challenged those who made the argument to provide evidence to justify their allegations, stressing that since President Bola Tinubu had declared the end of subsidy on petrol, the situation remains so. Who do we believe now, ladies and gentlemen? Because somebody's saying we should believe her. I don't even know what we're supposed to do with this information, because I really don't know what to say. I'm trying to be very decent and the nicest I can be today. But they really do take us for a ride, don't they? So if the federal government is saying they're not paying subsidy, El Rufai and petroleum marketers are saying, yes, you are, sir. Where do we stand on this as Nigerians? And how long are we going to go on this? You said, she said, they said, no, that's not true. And finally, before I let the phone lines, go off, because yeah, you're all getting ready to chime in. Finally here, this one says, those threatening Nigerian sovereignty will pay a heavy price. Mr. President is reading the Riot Act to those who are terrorists, those who are, what do they call them? Those people who are agitating, all those who are secessionists, he's saying you will pay a heavy price. President Bola Tinubu said his administration is resolute in achieving economic security in a fair and equitable system for all Nigerians. He says his administration remains undeterred in its pursuit of comprehensive economic security for the country while addressing foundational challenges and creating fair and equitable systems which all of Nigerians can thrive. And my big question is, who are these people that are threatening our sovereignty? If you know them, sir, why are you not going after them? I mean, we've had too much talking of, you know, talking tough. We've had you read riot acts, but we've not seen you deal with these people. So what's the guarantee that you match your talk with action? 0720, 465-7190. That's 0201-465-7190. You can join the conversation. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. We're live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, and on X, use the hashtag Hard Facts, or you can join the conversation on Skype. We are Nigeria Info FM. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. All right, do call me back when you're ready. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Sebastian. I'm calling from Benue State, Kondo, Kabo, Mejatoa.
All right, go ahead.
I agree with Mr. President, but I never see action. Because, yes, man, they are killing people, very basic. Thousands of people in middle base here are happy. No, I never see action. I never see where they are less, any of them. So if he's talking, let him take action before talking all those things. Action first before any other discussion. So thank you, Omelia.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Action lady.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Quick one. The PDP meeting. Atiku was there. Onyezo Nyusumike. Onyike was there, right?
Yes.
So for PDP, though Nigerians have been telling them that they don't need them anymore, but I don't think so. I see PDP as the only national party we have in Nigeria. So it's left for them to put their house in order. Even the Onyisumuke Nwabu within group will carry the deal. Good for them. But if they believe that these people that are running the affairs of this country that put us in this stormy water want to continue, let them continue. Then for Erufai, it's not a news now. Is it because he's no more in the system? He's not telling us. He was there with them 8 years ago. Just how many months he left office, then you want to tell us they are still paying subsidy. It's not news, my sister. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Chris, for calling. We do appreciate it. Peter is calling us. Hello, Peter. Good afternoon. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good afternoon, Marianne. Yeah, once more, my name is Peter Osipo. I'm calling from Abanoja in Ikotun.
Go ahead, you have 60 seconds.
The
Thank
Lord
you.
Is your strength.
Yes.
Yeah, God bless you. First of all, on Erufai's case, when he said it the first time that the government has gone back to the payment of oil subsidy, I took that statement with a pinch of salt. I thought by myself that until the government refused it or agreed to what it said, but now the government has refuted it. So if people are saying that the government is still paying subsidies, the government has said, bring empirical evidence.
Well, Peter, this is not just about El Rufai. Like I said, if you were listening, the Oil Marketers Association had told us a long time ago, since last year. In fact, they were the first to tell us that government was still paying subsidy through the back door.
Now, remember, maybe that their statement came from World Bank statement at a point in time that Nigerian government is supposed to be paying 750 naira per liter of oil instead of 620, 630. You understand? But the government knows why they pegged you to that amount. Are you hearing me? And as much as I believe,
The government knows why. So the government knows why. That statement doesn't sit well. The government cannot tell us in one breath that they're taking out subsidies from petroleum because of, you know, corruption and all of that and the heavy burdens that come with it. They want to plug loopholes. And then that same government decides where to peg the oil price. It's not possible. It's either one thing or the other.
To that amount.
No, sir.
Maybe Nigerians believe that we ought to be paying 800 between 800.
Nigerians don't believe anything. No. Nigerians don't believe anything. Nigerians are not the ones who are involved in the landing costs or the reimportation of the oil. It's the crude when it comes back as fuel. No, Nigerians don't think anything.
How has it affected the common man? That is the taking back of oil subsidy. You know, payment of oil subsidy. How has it affected us? That's what I'm asking.
Well, could it also be that the reason why we're not feeling the effects of the oil subsidy removal is because they've not necessarily removed it, and those monies that they should be recovering from the removal is not being recovered in any way? Could that also be the case?
Anyway, let me believe what I said then.
You don't have to believe me. We're just debating.
In this next meeting, we win, whether they like it or not.
All right.
You understand? Without WK at the moment, there'll be no PDP. They know it.
All right.
It has started already.
All right.
By the...
Thank you very much, Peter, for a great jaw-draw session. Joy is calling us from Iba. Are you the one?
Joy, the market woman.
Joy, baby.
How are you, my fine sister?
I'm fine, thank you.
You take break yesterday. Oh.
Yeah, I needed
it. Welcome.
Yes.
You need it. God bless you.
Thank you.
You see this PDP?
Mm-hmm.
I be among of the people where they pray for them, may they die forever. Yes, so Miriam.
How's that going to benefit you, please?
May they die forever.
Why?
Did you know what those people are stalking away from this country? No. If they continue, that is what they will continue to do.
Okay.
If they are governor or whether different places, what will it do to my life? Is it not for them to continue to carry the money, so I'm praying for that party to die and not to rise up.
I will say amen.
Yes,
please.
That
stop it.
That is my prayer.
Stop
then again,
it.
Oh, fine. Mm. Is it not the one that was saying, where to go up, should go up? So let him not talk, let him not speak. It's the same, they are the same boat.
All right.
Crying together. Thank you.
All right, Joy, thank you very much. Please, nobody should pray for any party to die. Because Kaboko is calling us. Oh, we lost that connection. Kaboko, please call us back if you can. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Miriam.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Fry.
Oh, my God. Your name is what?
My name is Mazude.
Mazude.
Yes, Fry, federal government. Nobody should believe all of them. All of them put us into this problem.
Mazude, can you call me back, please? Your line is a bit dodgy. It's not clear and I'm unable to hear you, okay? So please call me back so that we can have this conversation properly, all right? Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, what happened?
Kuboko Lee.
Marianne, I support Wiki and I support Airfire and the marketers.
Okay.
For example, Omar, whoever is in Cotonou Class Express, Torres of Atwat. They are playing something. Yes, they are playing something. Concerning President, threatening agitators, let him face equity and justice and stop threatening us. That's not the way we never see. Let him stop the propaganda of the United States of Nigeria, Gary, and walk. Another one, concerning PDP and what they are doing. The PDP are truthful and toothless bulldog. They have entered into Bermuda Triangle. So don't let them go and pack well. Let them go and pack away. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Rapper Chico. Rapper is calling us right now, sorry. Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Good afternoon,
Good afternoon
Rapper.
Maria. Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Mm. Go ahead.
And you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I don't know anything about politics. I don't talk on politics. Let me talk on Mr.
All of a sudden, you know nothing about politics. Wow.
Let me talk on Mr. President's speech. So, Mr. President, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, please, enough of this grammar. We've been hearing grammar for so many years. We want action this time. If you know these people threatening the sovereignty of this country, go after them. You know, people are dying. People are, I mean, look at what is happening in Benue State, in every part of this country. This is not funny. The way this country is going, I mean, and we have a president.
We're live from our our national studios. Well, it is, you know, if you think about it. Yes, this is the headquarters. Anyway, we're live from our audiovisual studios right here in Itumiyen Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos. My name is Marianne Cole, and the program is Hard Fact. And I did say I was going to give a shout out to some of my friends from Democracy Network who are in town. Yes, to talk about why INEC needs to keep the portal open. Yes, for continuous voter registration. So what's up to DemNet Nigeria? They're going around universities across the Federation to tell them that the future is in your hands, young people. Go get INEC to keep those portals open. And I mean, they're also saying, look, INEC is breaking the rules. The rules are rules. And the Constitution says there must be, there shall be continuous voter registration, meaning that the portal needs to be open for every single person who turns 18. Whether it's today, tomorrow, the next day, that person should be able to have access to that INEC portal to register and become an eligible voter. And shout out to DemNet Nigeria for doing what they do. Anyway, still Hard Facts, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Join the conversation. We're live, facebook.com/ Nigeria Info FM. We're also live on YouTube. Nigeria Info FM 99.3. If you're listening to us from a mobile application from outside of the country or on our website, that's www.nigeriainfo.fm. Go ahead and join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. We're on Skype at Nigeria Info FM. Let me go to WhatsApp quickly first to read some of the messages that are coming in. And then, of course, I'll go to Twitter and Facebook. All right. We're going to make sure that we spread all the love around and around and around. All right. This one says, the reason PDP has been failing and it will continue to fail is that individual interest supersedes the party's interests. I am surprised Wike is still having his ways despite all his atrocities. Wike is neither in the APC nor the PDP. We're watching the drama that PDP will continue to play. Olusoga, thank you. This one says, good afternoon, Marianne. PDP should put their house in order to form a formidable force against the government that has brought untold hardship to Nigerians. Momo from Adamo, thank you. This one says, I find it laughable when people say government doesn't pay subsidy. In Ghana here, petrol prices change as oil price and US dollars change to Ghana cedi. Petrol in Nigeria since subsidy removal is at the same price since May 29. Is that a deregulated market? Chris from Accra. Interesting question. Someone says, El Rufai is now showing an act of unpatriotic Nigerian. This has been the statement of people in the government for some years now. Okay, Moshine, I'm not getting where you're going with that message. Uche from Songo says, Wike is second best politician after Tinubu. Hate him or love him, he knows Nigerian politics more than his enemies. Okay, Uche, I'm wondering what the yardsticks are. Prince here says, Nigeria Info, you're saying, I'm so sorry, Prince, where do you get these things from? You just sit down in your house and concoct them? Goodbye, Prince. Drink some water. Someone says subsidy removal. Oh, yeah. Why are you deleting the message? Subsidy removal, true or false, is immaterial considering its impact in the economy. Today, the CBN says a dollar to a naira is 1,000. Why do we still have exorbitant prices for fuel and import duty? I hereby want to report NNPC to NCS and FCCPC. Chisco from Ijagun. Interesting. This one says, if I tuned in this afternoon and it was not your voice, I would have been done for the day. The president should bring everyone whose actions had threatened the unity of the country, including those AK-47 welding herders. Everyone is agitating, but based on how you know to take it up, the truth is Nigeria is not working. Merchant man. Okay, Nigeria is working. If it's not anything that's not working, has crumbled. But this is not a nation that's crumbled, okay? We're still standing. It might not be on all fours, but you know, we're pushing it. That's all I can say, okay? Let's stay positive. You see that people are not positive with your country. That's why things are bad. Can you be positive, please? Anyway, this one says on Facebook Live, AB, okay, AB, I think I've read your message already on WhatsApp, so I'm going to skip that. Someone says the app is not working. My dad, the app is working, no. Turn it off and turn it back on. Or just go to Ojimbo Lillian. Please just go to www.nigeriainfo.fm and listen to the show live, okay? Opora Ibru Stanley says, insecurities is always talk for Nigeria, but why? No proper checkup. Kidnappers are kidnapping in the presence of citizens without a ward. Nigeria's Lagos, Nigeria, stop. Okay, I'm sure you're saying Nigerians and Lagosians need to stop open corruption. Okay, all right. Thank you for your message. On Threads, also, sorry, on Twitter, I beg your pardon. Use the hashtag hard facts. That way, I'm able to hear, read your message. I know that this one is for me, because sometimes when you send those messages, it can just go to Nigeria Info, and I don't know if you are sending it to us on hard facts, and we should be reading it. Okay, so thank you very much. Esther Boli here on Thread says, in my honest opinion, PDP needs to prune the weeds in their fields and piece their party together before they crumble like a pack of cards. Wike might just be the bane of the PDP, and I'm so glad they're bringing it on. This administration or the past has never been and will never be sincere, she says. This one says, Wike is Tinubu's Ali Modu Sheriff in the PDP. The downfall of the PDP started when Ali Modu Sheriff, loyalist of Buhari, was made the party's chairman. Not only did the party fail, Sheriff killed what was left of the party before leaving. Wike is playing a similar role for Tinubu. Okay. Carney's Prince here says, for subsidy, Mr. President and his team have not denied paying subsidy at any point. The only difference is that now it's a family racket. Nigerians will not do anything anyways. He's always talking tough, still making promises like it's campaign time. Okay. All right. This one says, let me see. All right. This one's not for me. I'm going back to the phone lines. It's 0201-465-7190. That's 0201-465-7190. And also, you can join the conversation on Twitter. That's X. Use the hashtag hard facts. Better still, you can quote the tweets that we've put up. That way, we know that your message is for us. And if you're listening to us from outside of the country, join the conversation via Skype. It's Nigeria Info FM. And you could join the conversation also on WhatsApp. For those of you who do not have our WhatsApp number, well, let me give it to you quickly. Please don't call us on WhatsApp. Send us a message. It's 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. My name is Mariana Korn. The program is Hard Facts. Let's talk. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Maria.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is
Mazurida. Mazurida, go ahead.
I want to tell you, dollar today, almost 1,100. Dollar is going up. Then I want to talk about FI and federal government. All of them are the same. Don't believe both. They are the people that put Nigeria in this condition. You understand? Yes. Because FI has no PDP. He pull out and he joined Buhari and the this very president now. Now they put Nigeria into this very problem. That time, a bag of rice is 7,075. But today, know how much it is. So there's nothing anybody from those two groups that will tell me I will believe.
Okay.
All you see is believing. Anything I see is what I'm going to take from any of those people.
Okay.
Those people can never be successful in life.
Okay.
Because they keep you to get what they want. Don't mind them. Thank you.
All right, Mazude, thank you very much for calling. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. I'm so sorry. Please call me back if that was you. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Good afternoon.
Turn off your radio, please.
Sorry, I've left her. Good afternoon, once again.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, what I want to say is about the PDP issue.
Mm-hmm.
See, if they like themselves, they should just take off those G5.
I can still hear myself. Otherwise, I can still hear myself. It's echoing.
Oh, God. Okay. Hold on. Is this the echoing?
Yeah, it's just turn off the radio and call me back. Yeah?
Okay. I'll do
Thank you very much. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. So sorry about that. Do call me back if that was you. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. Ziggy. Ziggy, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Pino Pino, for real.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Make I gist you, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You see, PDP is the only national party. So they should do us a favor by do away with
it. What do you mean? What do you mean they're the only national party? The APC claims the same.
These are the only party that is owned by Nigerians. Nobody owns it. It's owned by the people of Nigeria.
Really?
There
are a couple of people in the PDP that would, beg to differ that certain persons own the party, and that's why they continually decide what happens in the party, who holds what position or who goes home.
Can you put your finger on anybody and say this is the owner of this party? Apart from when Barnabas Gamade linked Ekweme and the rest of them that formed the party for Nigeria. And ever since then, it has been a national party. Every down thing they are doing is for the interest of Nigerian people. They are not there for anybody rather than for the Nigerian people. There's no interest of anybody they are protecting apart from the interest of Nigerians. I'm seeing people who are hailing Wike. Let me tell you something. Let me gist you. Anybody that is involved in anti-party politics never do it for the interest of the people. And he never do it for the interest of the party. He does it for interest of his own selfish interest. Who is Wike benefiting right now? Are you telling me it's for the people or it's for APC or PDP? He's only playing two-faced card. And anybody that is playing two-faced card does it for his own selfish interest. You can imagine when PDP was in power, you see how Nigeria was. There is no insecurity as much as it is right now. The inflation is always only on 1 cent or 2 cents. It has never been as high as it is. We have never been divided as well.
Zibi, quickly,
are.
Get to the point. We have to take other calls.
Make I gist you.
No more gist. Land. Okay, this is 2 minutes.
Okay, let me land. Let PDP get themselves together and get Wike out of that party.
All right.
His cohort, they should get out of there.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Don't forget that your time is limited, so go straight to the point, hit the points, and let's go. All right. Mrs. Aboli calling us here. Hello, Mrs. Aboli. How are you?
Yeah, I make the gist to you.
My gist is timely. The gist has to be timed. Mm-hmm.
See, I don't feel any pity towards PDP. If they want to drown, let them drown.
I don't think the PDP is asking for pity. They're all just trying to get their house in order.
Sabi, you know, who begged there? Who PDP help, Marianne? Who the help I beg? On a more serious note, who the help?
Well, Akwaibom State will tell you that they're helping them. There are states that are PDP states and they're doing great, you know.
Marianne, PDAPC. Let's call it the way it is.
Really?
Okay, exactly. Let's just call it the way it is. Having said that, man, this song resonates with me right now. You know that song that they say, as they paint them, they sweet us. I don't really care. Well, if they cannot get their acts together, whatever it is, let it give, Marianne. Let it give.
Okay.
I have no whatever it is. Then, agitation. Okay, I believe if we want to agitate, or whoever is agitating, should put civility to it. Nobody's telling you not to clamor for whatever it is you believe in.
Okay.
But don't go against the ethos and the ethics of the government laid down principles. Everybody is an agitator. Now, even me, if I see where I go, Marianne, no find me, I go follow them. But I will be civil.
I don't even have the energy to find you.
So no follow me.
You're on your own. We're grateful to God. Thank you.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Thank you very much. All right. Joy is calling me from Lagos. Hello, Joy. The other Joy.
Okay, yeah, this is Joy. Good afternoon.
How are you, Joy?
This was Wike Nigeria time.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I was saying, Wike is doing plain anti-party politics. And if PDP really wants to survive, they need to take off this G5 because they are plain anti-party politics. If they allow him to stay there, they are going to implode. One, Wike has already said, not quite long, I think this month, that he was going to assist with the 2027, with Tinubu. So what do you call that kind of a person? What would this person do in PDP? So that means he's going to assist, in bringing Tinubu for the second term. So what about his own party? So what do you call that? So if they allow him to remain there, they have, in fact, the way they are going to fold their card will be so bad. So I just hope they are listening. They shouldn't allow this man or his so-called whatever to be. If PDP is going to stay, let the people go and they will still survive it. Okay. They should play their, what is it called, opposition well. And they will still become whatever they want to become in the country. People are watching. And people are seeing what's going on.
Okay.
So that is the little I want to say. For the subsidy removal, we already know that subsidy has not been removed. With the way the Naira is going and the fuel is not going up, neither is it coming down. So what do you say to that? People want to listen to what they want to listen. Sometimes when people try to make a case for this present government, at the end of what they are saying, they just look foolish because you just begin to wonder, what's this person saying? Are you listening to yourself? Dollar is going high. The fuel is not going high. Dollar comes down. Why is fuel not coming down? Like coming down, like as it's coming down from $19 to what it is right now. Right now, our fuel should have go much down than what it is right now. So that should be enough for them to know that there is something fishy somewhere.
Okay.
We don't want to bring any government down. I want the best for the country. If the country is okay, good for me. I never that person.
All right, Joy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Something Fishy by Davido. Sebastian is calling. Hello, Sebastian. How are you?
Hello, I'm okay. When I heard before, I said PDP is a national party. Where? During PDP.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion now.
Even during PDP, Nigeria are not comfortable with them. What is the reason why they changed the government during that time? Because in my own state here, PDP, they are paying quarter salary. They don't even pay salary to workers. For how many months? Quarter salary. When you are not in talks with them, you cannot benefit them. They should mention any program that PD brought in this country when people benefit for like, you know, like, Buhari can't destroy this country. That is why they are saying, but I believe that during Tinubu, this one, just like we are 1 year now, he will do everything well. So people should stop all these national parties.
Okay.
They don't bring any food in our table.
Okay.
They don't do anything. Nothing that they did. And for the Elefa, if I have the major Elefa in this country, I feel like maybe I will cut my head.
Please don't cut your head. It's okay, Sebastian. No head cutting here.
Let me tell you, those are the people that give Buhari long advice in this country when Buhari destroyed this country.
Okay.
And everything that they did, it will come against them.
Okay. Sebastian, I'm going to save you the trouble, so you don't say anything bad on the radio. Peter is calling us. Hello, Peter.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Peter. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, Peter Monse from Shomolu, but from Mushin this afternoon. Let me tell you something. I think maybe you understand a little bit of Yoruba proverbs. I think the most popular one that I know, or one of the most popular one that I know, is this proverb they will say, Kogoro to je efo ninu efo lo wa. Do you understand that proverb? Now, the insect that is eating the vegetable is in the vegetable, and you have seen it, you have identified it. So you want it to stay there and finish the vegetable? And Wike, I'm talking about. Wike has shown the whole world that he's anti-PDP. He said it, he demonstrated it.
How did he show the whole world that he's anti-PDP? And I don't think at any point he said it's not a member of the PDP or he doesn't like the PDP.
Yeah, now, you are sitting governor of a state under the platform of a party. When he himself has said that, look, how can you carry somebody's mandate to another party? Then you should drop it. Then you are a sitting governor of a party and their platform, they voted you, and you told your people that they should vote for opposition. You mentioned opposition carry on on the national level. So what kind of party and civil is more than that?
Oh, Peter. Peter, I'm so sorry. I'm letting you go, not because you're not making sense, but your line has gone rogue, for the want of a better way to describe it. I'm going back to Facebook Live. It's still Hard Facts, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and this is the Big Three. On Odulesi Oguntaya Kayade here says, El-Rufai has not provided an evidence to validate his claim. I think he's only looking for ways to project his frustration. And he says, El-Rufai and all marketers do not have more information than the federal government and the NNPCCL. Let's believe the reports of the federal government on all, that all subsidy is gone. And it is not even in the 2024 budget. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Frederick Daniel here says, we've been hearing our president talking tough on insecurity and all of our problems. Well, let's see what this talking tough will give us, he says. All right. On WhatsApp, I beg your pardon. Someone here says, that's not what we're talking about here. Please move. This one says, PDP is doing their meetings and Wike is in attendance and is not adding up for me. What about the strategic discussions as an opposition? I beg. All right, you didn't give me a name there. Anna Paul from Coca says, Peter... Leave Peter alone now. What is it? Things that threaten the unity of Nigeria are hunger, unemployment, greed, desperation, bad leadership, etc. Mama, thank you. Robert says, I will just do you later. Okay, no problem. A questionable okay, yes, we'll send this to our engineers. Okay, Sunny Manuel here says, why is it that anytime the president is having meetings, the only thing he will do is read the riot act? Is he not tired of reading the same thing every now and again? Sam from Lekki, thank you. Uche here from Songo says, why do you hate Wike? Are you a joker? Uche, are you a joker? That's very funny. I don't care for the man. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chris.
Mr. Chris, turn off your radio, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Wike 2027 is going to help this man to win the election. That is a slap on Nigerians. Which means our vote never counts.
What does that mean that our vote doesn't count?
If our vote counts, Nigerians, are they okay with what is going on?
Okay, can I respond to the question that you just asked? Let me respond to that question.
Come in, yeah.
Yes. Nigerians, do they join political parties? Are they willing to? Will they make that change? Because you can't sit there and hope that you can do some magic when the party meets and then they pick whoever they want to be candidates. And then one person now emerges and then you're saying, are we going to sit back and take this? No. Yes, you will sit back and take it because you didn't do anything from the get-go. Which party do you belong to, sir?
So, I don't belong to any party.
So why are you talking?
But I vote the party of
why
the
you make Why are you so making a case
you
when you have none?
Only the party members are voting in the candidate.
Oh, please.
Is that what you are telling
That's
me?
Where it starts from. You are not a member of the party at any level. What are you talking about, sir?
No.
Rest.
Okay. What I'm telling you, they have ANEC, they have the judges, they have the judiciary, they have the police, they have the army. So, from week boasting that the man will come back 2027, like I said, it's a slap on Nigerians because we are more than the party members.
Maybe Nigerians won the slap.
We have our cards. And for those who are praying the prayer of dead and buried, I don't think God will answer such prayers.
Okay.
Live and let live.
All right.
I agree with Madam Joy, the banker.
Okay.
But say PDP is dead and buried, gone for life. God doesn't answer such prayers. Leave and let leave.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chris, for calling. I've got barely 2 minutes before I go on my final break. But don't forget, on the second hour, we're going to go to Gaza and talk about the hunger, the starvation, the number of children that are dying on a daily as a result of this conflict between Israel and Palestine. Hello.
Hello, Marianne.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Samuel. I'm calling from Agoro.
Go ahead, Samuel.
Yeah, so are you saying that I need to belong to a political party before I can vote during an election?
That's not what I said. You didn't hear what he said. You can't decide, you can't sit outside of a party and decide what happens within the party or the politics inside that party if you're not a member of the party.
Yes.
And he's saying Nigerians can't sit and watch what's happening in the PDP. Well, you can because you're not a member at any level. So you can't do anything.
Yeah, but the way it was said, it looks as if...
No, sir, you were not listening.
Which is okay.
Yeah, people have to join at some level. You need to.
You can still vote.
Nobody say, hold on, sir, so that this doesn't go out wrong. I'm saying that I'm not saying nobody can, everybody can vote. You have a PVC, you have a right to vote. What I'm saying is that if you do not belong to any political party, you cannot sit at home and decide what happens in that political party because it's members only. Now, even if you're a member at the ward level, it's the same thing that happens. It's you know, from the bottom to the top. You decide things within the party at your ward level, which spirals to the party at the, you know, local government level that goes all the way to the state level and then national. So there's representation at some point. Now, if we're all not part of parties, and I'm not saying everybody should be in the PDP or in the APC, but you can't sit at home and say, we can't sit and watch what Wike is doing in the PDP. Are you a member of the PDP? Okay, if you don't like what's happening in the PDP, have you attempted to join the PDP at whatever level? Because if we want to see change, then we have to be part of the system that creates the change. Shikina. Or maybe I'm speaking too much English. Anyway, we've got to go. The news is on the top of at the top of the hour, but we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I might have a few, I think 3 minutes to take one or two more calls and then some messages, okay? Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3. Nigeria Info.